Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Family, friends, food, fun, and a whole lot of football coming up on Thanksgiving, plus Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of course. Whether you're a pro fan or your favorite is college football, it's a supersized weekend of football in both the ranks. And so I'm really excited about it. Can't wait to kick off. But first, desserts, and of course the meal and spending time with people that you care about, and also recognizing all the reasons that we have to be grateful, not just in this country, but in our own respective households and homes of friends, which is where I will be. But just as a reminder, coming up on Thanksgiving Day, we've got NFL on CBS because it's a 4:30 Eastern time start. That's 1:30 Pacific when you can really add. You can kind of double down and feed your appetite for football with the NFL on CBS featuring a fantastic matchup in Dallas. Raiders, Cowboys. I'm thinking it's Jim Nance and Tony Romo and Tracy Wolfson because that's the number one crew. Then on Sunday, as if we didn't already have enough football on our plates Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's an NFL day that's full of important playoff implications like Titans, Patriots, and then the AFC North showdown with the Steelers and the Bengals. A huge, humongous, massive, major, critical Thanksgiving week coming your way on the NFL on CBS. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Of course, the early part of that Thanksgiving Day fair is Bears at Lions in the NFC North, and both those teams dealing with all kinds of questions and issues right now. The latest from Detroit is that Jared Goff is on track to start. We'll hear from Dan Campbell coming up a little bit later on. Remember, Jared missed last weekend with an oblique. And then we now know that in Chicago, it will be Andy Dalton, or for Chicago, I should say, it will be Andy Dalton in place of the rookie Justin Fields. What about Matt Nagy, though? The reports surfacing on Tuesday that he's actually been informed by management, by the front office, by ownership, that he is dead man walking, soon to be relieved of his job. As in right after the Thanksgiving Day game, relieved of his job. And so he says that's not an accurate report. He was forced to answer questions about this on Tuesday. He was also asked if he's talked to the team about his job security, or what might be on the horizon.
We had installs this morning. We were getting after it. I thought the guys were great, and we had to walk through, and now we got another one this afternoon. So we are locked in on Detroit and making sure we can do everything we can to win it. My focus right now is on these players and on Detroit. That's my job as a head coach and a leader. Is to do that. These guys, these players have been amazing. You know, you have this quick turnaround after a tough loss like that, and now here we go. It's the only thing that we can do is focus on the now.
Five straight losses means that you have no choice but to figure it out. However, isn't it challenging to try to drown out what you're hearing, what people are saying about your job?
I understand the media world and the social media world, I should say, in general, and I understand that that goes on as we're going on inside the building. But you have to stay focused on what you do every day, which is football, you know, the X's and O's and all of that.
In other words, I'm doing my best, but I got to coach a game, so leave me alone. No, actually, Matt Nagy handled it well. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. We need some clarification. We need answers. So to that end, we welcome Lawrence Holmes from our affiliate in Chicago, AM 670 The Score. He will host the noon to 2 Central Time show on The Score and also has the House of L podcast where he can vent and pontificate. All right, Lawrence, Matt Nagy is answering questions about whether or not he's going to be fired. What's your reaction to what we saw and heard on Tuesday with the Bears head coach? And I swear this is like deja vu. We've been here before.
Yeah, it does feel like we've been here before. And unfortunately, since they fired Lovie Smith 10 years ago, like, we have been here before. We've been here before 3 times now. My reaction to the story by Mark Conkle is, I'll tell you straight up, Amy, like, I covered the Bears for a really long time, and I've been reaching around, and I've been trying to talk to people, and I haven't been able to confirm that part of the story. So the thing is that it's clear that we're at the end of the Matt Nagy regime. And I guess what it is now is, are we talking about it ending in a few days, or is it going to end in a few weeks? Because the new rules that are put in for interviewing coaches say that you can interview coaches in week 17 and 18. So it would make sense to go with the Conkle story. It would make sense for the Bears to fire Matt Nagy, because it would then give them an opportunity to really get their ducks in a row to try and figure out, one, if Ryan Pace is still going to be there to hire the next coach, and two, it allows them to actually start talking to candidates before we even get to playoff season. So it's been an odd 12 hours for sure, where this story comes out, and then there didn't seem to be a loud enough refutation from the Bears as an organization. And I don't know if that's because they didn't feel it necessary to speak to this story, or if they're just like, you know what, we don't care, and we're going to do whatever it is that we want to do. I'm not sure what to make of any of this. It's really bizarre, and I found myself in a very strange place of defending Matt Nagy, or at least trying to speak to the humanity of what's been going on here in Chicago for the last 48 hours. And to give you an idea, I don't know if this portion of the story has gotten out nationally. Matt Nagy's son plays football for Lake Forest High School. They played in a state semifinal game on Saturday, and there were people at his son's playoff game chanting "Fire Nagy." I mean, that's rough. Like, when you're targeting his son because you're not happy with what's going on with the Bears, like, that's a bad look. There were chants at the Bulls game last night,
right,
where fans were, and I'm okay with that. Like, that's ideally more adults that are doing that. People are upset, they're unhappy, and now it's, I don't think that there's anything that could redeem Matt Nagy to keep his job as head coach.
Knowing what you know of this ownership, this front office, the way they do business, it's not so much a question of whether or not Matt Nagy coaches next year. It's a question of whether or not he coaches the rest of the season. Is this a group that's likely to make a change in week 12?
It would be unprecedented for the Bears to make a move before the season ends. Even though I think that there are advantages, and now that the rules are changed, there are definitely advantages to doing it. They've never done it. I don't know if that's a hard and fast rule for them, though. I don't know if it's circumstances, or if they, like, hey, it looks bad if we fire a coach in season. I think that there are more than enough safeguards in place, though, if they do want to do it. Most people might not know this either, that they hire Mike Pettine as kind of a defensive overlord at the beginning of the season. This is a guy who's had head coaching experience. So let's say that you get to the end of the game against the Lions and you decide that now you are going to make change to go along with the report that's been out there. Petten could easily step in to be this team's interim head coach for 6 weeks. That's easy. They had a game earlier this season where the special teams coordinator, Chris Tabor, was in charge of the team while Matt Nagy was dealing with COVID.
Right.
And while they didn't win the game, they didn't fall apart. So I think that sometimes we overblow the idea of, well, how will this team function if the coach is not there? I think they have more than enough to function for the next 6 weeks until other decisions can get made. But it would be an unprecedented thing for the Bears to fire a coach in the season.
We're spending a few minutes with Lawrence Holmes from our Chicago affiliate, AM 670 The Score, where he is host of the Noon to 2 Central Time show. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Lawrence, he's obviously answered questions about not just his job status, and he says he's been told nothing, but also about the booing. You mentioned the high school situation. The principal has come out and apologized for the fact that there were people who were chanting Fire Nagy while his son was playing in this game. How is Coach responding to these questions in the storm?
I thought that he did an excellent job of responding to it. He's talked about the responsibility of being the Bears head coach and the things that supposedly go along with the territory. I don't think your kid getting taunted at a high school game qualifies as being part of the gig. Honestly, he's a very likable guy. I think that most Bears fans would tell you that while they're not happy with the way this season has gone or the season before that or the season before that, that they genuinely like Matt Nagy. But there is a point where that's not enough.
Sure.
He was brought in to fix this offense. Amy, they've played 43 games. In the last 43 games, they haven't scored in a half in 21 of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's stuff like that where you're supposed to be the guy that fixed it. The edicts were fix this quarterback. They couldn't fix Mitch Trubisky. That might not be their fault. That might be Mitch's fault or a combination thereof. The next part is fix the offense. And at no point outside of the 2018 season, and quite honestly, only the first 12 weeks of the 2018 season, has this offense been fixed? So then you start going to, well, what is it that Matt Nagy does that makes him special? They would have argued, and they argued back in January, that he held the team together. This is what's so maddening about the Bears as a franchise. They held up their six-game losing streak last season as kind of this badge of honor, where they were saying, well, we made it through that, and then we fought our way into the playoffs as a 500 team. Over the last three seasons, they now have a five-game losing streak this season. They had a six-game losing streak last season, had a four-game losing streak the season before. You cannot do that. Like, that's not showing growth. That's showing that your team and your record is going backwards. He's a way below 500 coach outside of the 2018 season. If you start looking at, if you start the clock on Matt Nagy from the playoff game on, he's way under 500 at this point. So there's nothing that says that he can be redeemed in a lot of Bears fans and observers' eyes. The last thing that I think he had going for him was the leadership aspect. And when you look at the way that the game on Sunday went down, and you could add in the Steelers game if you want, that's not someone who was in control of his sideline. That's not someone who was a CEO of the sideline. The fact that he couldn't understand that the Bears needed to go for 2 points when they were up four at the end of the game, it's on a card. It really made no sense where he's like, oh, we were, you know, thinking about the differences between, you know, four and five and five and six. No, if you're up four, you go for two It's that simple. Mm-hmm. They had to waste the time out to do that. His management on the sidelines, that's as much in question as an ineffective offense and not being able to really get the quarterback situation fixed.
Let's talk about Justin Fields specifically. It seemed like when he fell to them in this draft that it was kind of this moment that the franchise could look at and say, okay, this is it. It may take a while. As I like to say, rookie quarterbacks giveth, but they also taketh away. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a bit of a project, but we got our guy. Specifically with Justin's development, though, it's one step forward, two steps back. How much would you say the coaching staff and the decisions about how to use him are hindering him?
I think that the Justin Fields is eventually going to be fine. And over the last, not this past game, he wasn't very good this past game before he got hurt. But the two games before that, there was actual growth. And you saw him make some incredible throws. You saw him have a 100-yard game as a rusher, along with throwing a couple of touchdowns. So, I mean, we started to see him be unlocked. I think where Nagy has had a really hard time is he keeps paying lip service to Andy Dalton, and no one here understands that at all.
And no one wants to hear it.
No one really does. And here's the thing. They got Andy Dalton because they were playing – it was quarterback musical chairs. You remember what this offseason was like. There was speculation before the lawsuits came that maybe Deshaun Watson would be available, and Russell Wilson was talking about looking. And apparently the Bears were very close to getting Russell Wilson, according to Ryan Pace leaking that out to people. So there was this musical chairs, and when it seemed clear that Deshaun Watson was not going to be available to play and Russell Wilson was going back to Seattle, they had to figure out a plan because they didn't really have a quarterback on the roster. So they spent $10 million on Andy Dalton, bring him in as a placeholder, I guess. That's before they had the opportunity to draft Justin Fields, and no one thought the Bears were going to be in a position to get a quarterback that was thought of that highly. But what the problem is for them as an organization is they keep acting as if they owe Andy Dalton anything other than the $10 million that they guaranteed him. Once you make the move for Justin Fields, the promises that you made Andy Dalton are moot.
Sure.
Because the situation has changed dramatically. What I didn't like about the way that they handled Justin Fields is they needed to make a choice. And to me, the choices were either Justin Fields was your starter from day one and you worked towards that goal, or Justin Fields is going to sit. He's going to be your number three. And you are committed to sitting him and then allowing him to step into the role. They chose to make him the number two, which made no sense at all because he wasn't going to get enough reps to be prepared for the season. And they were having they had him running scout team. And my thing is, if you have him running scout team, then he might as well be the number three. And all of it is a bunch of decisions that cascade upon each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting Nick Foles and then Nick Foles not being good and Nick Foles telling Matt Nagy, your offense isn't going to work because we can't block it. And then him being exiled and made the number three quarterback. It's all of this stuff. Like, it's all in together, and they were forced into playing Justin Fields because they didn't want to play Nick Foles, but they also hadn't prepared Justin Fields to take over the job. So those first couple of weeks look really clunky. I think that Fields has a better understanding of how to play the position at this level now. And while I don't think he's a finished product, I think that he's moving in the right direction. But I'm not sure that Matt Nagy had anything really to do with that. And that's the troubling part. Fields didn't start to look better until Bill Lazor took over play calling duty.
Right.
So what is it that you do here? Like that. What is it that you say you do here? And there's nothing that Matt Nagy can point to and say, this is what I'm good at. This is what I've been able to accomplish. this is what we do. There's none of that here.
Lawrence Holmes with us from AM 670 The Score in Chicago. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. What about Ryan Pace? How much of this falls on him, and does there need to be a change there?
Well, I think that what we've seen over the last couple of weeks is Ryan Pace trying desperately to separate himself from Matt Nagy. And Bears fans, Bears observers, we're watching the game nationally and watching Tony Romo, who went to the same university as Ryan Pace, and I think that they may have crossed over as teammates. It was clear that he was getting some of those talking points, you know, and he threw it out there, and it just seemed like we see Ryan Pace kind of slowly kind of walking away.
Is he like Homer Simpson backing into the hedge?
Yeah. Oh, and here's the thing. I got to send you a picture of this. There's this legendary picture of Ryan Pace, because he doesn't really answer questions. He doesn't have press conferences. And there was something going on, and he was peeking around the door at Hallis Hall, and it looks like the Homer Simpson gif. It really, truly does. And it's become like his signature. Like that's how Bears fans like think of him, is kind of hiding in the shadows. So yeah, I'm curious on what they think. There's an argument that, look, Nagy was his first hire, even though he was here when the Bears hired John Fox, and maybe with the deal that he pulled off to get Justin Fields, if ownership thinks that he got the quarterback position right this time, even though he got it wrong 5 years ago, then maybe he has a chance. I honestly, I don't see there being enough value in what it is that he's accomplished during his time as general manager that says that he should remain too. And perhaps that is part of the thinking that's going on at the highest levels of the Bears of, yeah, we could do this thing where we fire Matt Nagy on Monday or whatever, but who are we going to put in charge of this franchise going forward? To me, they should be a tandem deal. Mm. These two guys, after what the Bears said in their press conference last year about collaboration, and that was their touch word that they kept going back to in the postseason press conference. You can't talk to me about the collaboration that happened, and then you have a team that might only win 6 games in a 17-game season and not blame the general manager along with the head coach.
Seems like the city of Chicago is united, because everywhere he goes, he's hearing these fire Nagy chants, or they're just breaking out wherever there are large groups of people, which is somewhat comical, although I suppose not if you're Matt Nagy or his son. But we'll see how the Bears handle it. Really quickly, before I let you go, I know you have the House of L podcast, and I'm always really intrigued by the guests that you get on your podcast. So as we get toward Thanksgiving, what's one conversation you would highly recommend for people this week?
Honestly, like the one that's out this week, I talked with Mitch Albom.
Wow.
He's got a book called The Stranger in the Lifeboat. And I've been lucky enough that they've invited me. I've done the Sports Reporters podcast a few times, like sitting in for Bob Ryan. And it's really cool that I actually like know Mitch. And we sat down for an hour and we talked about the book, which is amazing. It's a novel. We talked about faith, because the book has a really, it's faith-based to mm-hmm. a large extent. We talked about Mitch running an orphanage in Haiti and his love for Detroit. So wherever you get your podcast, whether you listen on Spotify or if you're an Apple podcast person, House of L, like the letter L, he was very generous with his time. And I thought that we hit on a lot of great subjects and had a wonderful conversation.
You can find out more, and you can also follow Lawrence on Twitter at Lawrence W. Holmes. Now, he spells his differently than mine. His is L-A-U-R-E-N-C-E. You can also hear him on our Chicago affiliate from noon to 2 Central, AM 670 The Score. My friend, it's always great to have you on the show. You always make me laugh, and you always make me think, and I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much.
Same to you. Even though our names are spelled differently, we're still cousins. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, we are. And I am really excited about his podcast because I have this 1,600-mile road trip, that's one way, from the New York City area to Houston in about 3 weeks, just over 3 weeks. I can't believe it's coming that quickly. I was just talking to my mom about whether or not I'm going to bother decorating my house for Christmas because we're going to get through Thanksgiving. I'll pull out the decorations, and 2 weeks later, I'm gone for 2.5 weeks, which is exactly what I need right now. Anyway, that's a total side note, but I do need podcast suggestions, so at some point before I take off. I'm going to put that out there on social media and maybe ask you here on the show, but I've already got one, Mitch Albom on the House of L podcast. Sweet. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also on our MetaFace page. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Easy to do. Just find the bright orange box. And you know, while you're there, vote for TD of the Week. That's also super easy to do. Click, click, done. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Hey, good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I really enjoy listening to your show. I actually get up and go to work earlier just so I can hear your takes.
Amy, I love your show. I've been listening for years, and I'm a first-time caller.
Great, thank you.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm good.
I've been listening to you for about a year now. You keep up the good show, and I'll keep listening.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You do a great job. Love listening in. Just get me home every night. I don't know how you do it by yourself.
Love you, Amy. I drive home from work every night. I'm a bartender, and I listen to you every night. Love hearing a lady on sports radio.
That's right. We rock. Thanks so much. I appreciate your phone call.
Woo!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
If you will be in the car, if you will be, doing the mountain of dishes, maybe you'll be sneaking some leftovers on Thanksgiving night late, Well, we will be here with you. Producer James and I are taking off the night before Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving Eve, we'll call it, Wednesday night into Thursday. And I know that's a big travel day as well. Though honestly, talking to different friends and family and hearing the reports on the news about when people are getting to the airports or hopping on buses or getting in their cars and driving, actually tonight into Wednesday morning appears to be a very busy travel stretch. So if you're in your car, we're glad to keep you company. People are getting out of Dodge earlier and earlier if they're hitting the roads. And so this week is one of those fun weeks where we know that our show reaches a lot of new earballs, as I call them. And we have a bunch of new peeps that tune in. And I say, give me 2 weeks and I will win you over. You'll either love the show to death or you'll hate me so much that you can't stop listening just to fuel your obsessive hate. It's great. Either way works for me. So we're glad if you're just discovering the show for the first time. If you need a different way to listen, well, we've got a zillion of those. If you're driving in and out of the range of some of your favorite affiliates, you can also follow us on Sirius XM 158. That's our new channel on satellite radio, 158. We've got a variety of apps. You can listen on the CBS Sports app. You can also listen via our website when you're cooking or baking or cleaning. I know that's going to be what I do. I'll be listening to different games and maybe some music. Maybe a little Christmas music. I don't know. It might be too early when I'm doing my baking and my cleaning on Wednesday into Thursday. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, what are your questions? Do you have questions? What kind of questions? Let's go with some questions. Ask Amy Anything is just over an hour away. And so send your questions to either our Twitter or our Facebook pages. And then our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ashley is in San Francisco. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Oh, Amy, how are you? It's me again.
Yes. Hi.
You're San Francisco, she said. Okay, can I first of all say thank you for last night's banter about that sweater?
Yeah, if that's what it is. Can we officially call it a sweater? Because it feels more like a parachute.
Well, also, if you are on Amazon Prime, by the way, I think you can get it for $1,500 and deliver it the same day.
Oh, heavens to Betsy. Could you imagine? I can't imagine. It's ugly, and it'll cost you $1,500.
But also, I host trivia in San Francisco, and that was like a bonus question because of your banter last night.
Nice!
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was great. I literally did how much did that sweater cost? Plus or minus, I gave him $100.
How many people got close?
Nobody. Everybody went either way over it or way under.
That's so
one
funny.
Person got $1,300, which was the closest.
Nice. Well, I am pleased that we could provide you with some material.
That was hysterical.
I know.
I'm going to get back to that, but I wanted to ask you a question. It's actually a two-part question. If you could invite any current quarterback to Thanksgiving, who would it be?
That is an interesting question. Gosh. Probably one that isn't starting right now. I would say Nick Foles because I love his story and because he and his family have been through so much going back to when he was called upon to fill in for Carson Wentz and ended up leading the Eagles to a Super Bowl win. So that was pretty amazing. Then he's written a book. He's gone through some pretty painful injuries. He and his wife lost a baby. I mean, they've moved cities and changed teams and he continues to work even though he's kind of been blackballed in Chicago. He's still on the roster. So Nick, his story is amazing. I know he's a man of faith as well, and he's always talking about his faith, which appeals to me. So I'll go with Nick Foles. I mean, there are others that I would think would be interesting conversations, but yeah, he's a little closer in age to me as well. And so I think it would be weird having, say, a Trevor Lawrence over for Thanksgiving dinner.
So I think mine would be Baker Mayfield, but that's only because, like, I feel like you bring a lot of cheese.
Yeah, well, that and his wife would probably blame you if something went wrong with the dinner.
Okay, so then what about just any athlete in general that you could – any athlete, anybody.
Can I tell you the truth? I don't want anything to do with work at my Thanksgiving table.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I don't. People have this weird misconception about me that when I'm not working, when I'm not here, all I do is talk about sports. No, my family and friends.
You crochet and knit?
No, I don't do that, but I cook and bake a lot. You know, we watch TV or we play card games, or when I'm with my family, we rarely talk about sports because nobody else in the family likes sports except for my mom's husband, but we don't talk about them as much. When I'm with my friends, we never talk about sports. I have very few friends that are huge sports fans. A couple of them, but not many. I mean, that's my way to get away from work. I know it doesn't seem like it, but it's the same as, say, a teacher or a plumber or someone who's a mechanic.
Of course.
That's all work. Sports is work to me, and I don't want to do it when I'm not working.
I respect you more for that answer, by the way.
Oh, cool. Very good.
I will say, though, I would like Mike Tyson at my...
Oh, gosh.
And also, my boyfriend, he bought me a sweater that it says Merry Christmas. Did you catch that? Christmas?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
It's the best sweater ever. So going back to the sweater conversation, I told you I'd bring it back around.
Nice. I like it. I think it's...
I do respect you for that. Thank you for that answer.
You're welcome. It's the truth. I really don't want anyone at this Friendsgiving I'm going to know what I do for a living. A couple of them do. But the problem is they don't treat me normal after that. They start asking about my job or the conversation completely turns or they want to talk about sports. And I don't want to talk about sports when I'm at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you do enough. Also, sorry to your producer for that Giants loss.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Ashley.
I'll leave it on that note.
All right. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. You as well.
We were the catalyst for trivia. I love that. That's amazing. All right. We're going to take your calls. I would love to do that because it's fun. We're heading toward Thanksgiving. Of course, we're soliciting your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That comes up an hour from now, but we could take your calls between now and then. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Coming up at the top, we'll do a little QB news as well because we're trying to get you set for week number 12. Plus, it was Aaron Rodgers' weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show. Always good stuff to chew on there. So thanks for hanging out with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Here on After Hours, we like you as much as you like us.
Oh, mama, don't play now, baby.
Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. First time caller on the show. I think you're doing great since I've been listening to you tonight.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I'll get my introduction out the way as fast as possible. Nice to meet you, Amy. I'm actually new. It's my first time phoning in.
Sweet.
So I am new among your listeners. I'm a newbie to After Hours.
Sweet. Welcome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hello, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I've listened to a lot of sports talk radio over the years and never made a call. You've done such an excellent job tonight.
First time calling. Amy, thank you for taking my call. I listen to your show every morning as I travel into Boston.
Thank you.
Good morning, Amy. America. Woman, I love listening to you. I left Atlanta last night. I'm all the way in Tuscaloosa. I never lost reception. I just had to give CBS Sports the utmost shout out this morning in my 18-wheeler. But Amy, it is so wonderful every time that I listen. I will call you next week. Love you all. Have a great morning.
Can't wait.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
We are hoping for a Thanksgiving theme for Ask Amy Anything, which is now inside of an hour away. You've got a few minutes left to send your questions to Ask Amy and the bright orange box. It's impossible to miss. Even if you are colorblind, it's still a darker shade, right? I don't know what it would be like to be colorblind because I am all about the colors. When I was a kid, this is so funny. Never tell anyone this. Don't repeat the story. I'll deny it. When I was a kid, I had this obsession with wearing brightly colored tops or shirts or sweaters, and I had to match my socks with my top. So if I wore red as my shirt, I had to have bright red socks. If I wore orange, it had to be orange socks. I know. If I wore blue, same thing, blue socks. I was obsessed with it. And even now, and sometimes I do it on purpose because my nieces have told me that it's great to mix colors, but also they think it's hysterical to wear socks that don't match. They just pull two socks out. Now, I'm anal retentive, so my socks are neatly folded and also organized by color in my top drawer. I had this boyfriend once who said to me, I have never seen anyone with a sock drawer like that. That could be why our relationship ended. No, anyway, I'm really organized and anal retentive. I love socks. I'm a big fan of socks. And so I've gotten over the whole have to match your socks with your shirt, though I still do it sometimes. My favorite thing now, though, is that I'm big into winter hats, so knit hats. And I do generally try to match them with the outfit that I'm wearing.
I think that's pretty normal.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, that's pretty normal.
People except yours match. Doesn't match.
No, but, I mean, but my hat's black, so I mean, that kind of goes. But
all right.
There was a phase in high school where I used to wear a different hat like every day. I had all the baseball teams. I had every team. And like, so I would always try to match what shirt I would wear with what hat I would wear. So I understand that.
I feel like doing something so mean to you for Christmas, giving you a new hat for Christmas that you would be forced to wear because, well, we're friends and all, and because you work with me, there'd be no way that you could avoid not wearing the hat. And so I kind of feel like I want to do it just for fun to see like how hard it is for you to wear a different hat.
Well, if it's a cool hat, I'll wear it. I'm actually looking for a new hat right now. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, that could be a good guess.
Anyway, teasing producer James, but we actually have a really cool announcement to make ahead of Ask Amy next hour, so you do not want to miss it. And yes, it has to do with you getting to know producer James. 855-212-4227. Again, send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and also on our Facebook page. Just to wrap up the whole color thing, I now wear all kinds of crazy, flaming, bright colors all the time. I don't care if they match or they don't match. When I went hiking over the weekend, which, by the way, I have to tell you that story. When I did my second mountain climb, I wore my bright pink fleece, my Columbia fleece, which I wear because it was the first day of hunting season. So they told us to wear bright colors. So bright pink fleece, orange gloves.
Nice. So let me ask you this. When you played basketball in college or in high school, were you like a look good, feel good, play good kind of person, or that didn't matter?
Well, I didn't wear makeup, if that's what you're asking. Some of my teammates wore makeup to play basketball.
Yeah, I mean more like accessories, you know, like shooting sleeves or like sweatbands. Or...
Well, I didn't have any type of shooting sleeve. I did wear an orange scrunchie for every single game. So sometimes we had a quick turnaround. I had to do laundry so that this orange scrunchie could be washed. But yeah, our color colors were blue and white, but I always had an orange scrunchie. Every now and then I would throw in a pair of like orange socks, but my coach, that was only for practice. We weren't allowed to do that in games. We had to wear the standard white. So yeah, I did do the whole orange scrunchie thing. That was my favorite accessory. But otherwise, there was a phase that I went through in high school where I wore knee pads because I was always diving on the floor, and I'm not joking. Without those knee pads, I would, the next day, have bruises all over my knees. That's why one of my knees creaks now when I walk up and down the stairs, because I was constantly flinging myself all over the floor, diving for loose balls. I'm telling you, I was crazy. I still am sometimes when I play. No, it's the teammate you want to have. It's the person you don't want to play against, because I was tenacious, yes, to be sure. Willard is listening in Texas. Willard, we got about 60 seconds before the end of the hour. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Hi, Willard. You got about 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't play much. It's just that I haven't talked to you since July 4th, 2016.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. But I listen all the time, but I just haven't called. But my life was a disaster. You know, I'm a Vietnam disabled vet. Anyway, that night you said, get some help.
Did you?
I did.
Good.
Yes, I did. Now, you know, everything is really good, you know.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Willard. That completely makes my week. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah, it's all cool, man. You know, even my four kiddos, you know, now six grandkids.
Oh, my gosh. You are blessed, yeah. Willard. You have a lot of family. Grandkids are a gift. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Well, I'm so glad to hear from you. I hope that you'll call again and let us know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great Thanksgiving. Oh, that makes me happy. I am amazed that he remembers when he called the show last. I do remember the conversation after he filled us in on some of the details. And boy, does that warm my heart to know that he's in a much better place, that he's happy and has peace and joy now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road, any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.